This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man led Campbell County Sheriff's deputies on a car chase through Gillette and onto the interstate before being apprehended after driving over a spike strip. Mario Arguello refused to follow officer instructions and was arrested. The chase itself lasted about 30 minutes and at points reached speeds between 80 and 90 miles an hour. The news record says Arguello was charged with suspicion of felony aggravated eluding, misdemeanor interference, and a prior felony warrant. The Campbell County Public Library, working with Lifetime Arts, the Wyoming State Library, and Wyoming Arts Council, will be offering a series of free professionally taught art workshops for those over 55. A brief survey is available on the Campbell County Facebook page to determine which classes could be offered. The Gillette Rec Center will continue to be closed until Monday morning for maintenance. The lap pool will open on Thursday morning. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. As of midweek, there's been one new confirmed case of COVID-19 in Campbell County, bringing the overall number of confirmed cases to 4,333 since the pandemic began. 58 new confirmed cases have been reported statewide. After a brief rise in COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state, numbers have started to once again drop. The Wyoming Mustang spent Wednesday morning helping sort snack food items to go to Campbell County schools by Blessings in a Backpack, a national nonprofit that feeds students on weekends who might otherwise go hungry. The players later in the day also presented a check for $1,700 from funds raised by a team raffle during one of their games. The Gillette College Rodeo men's team won second in the region and will be going to the college finals in Casper June 11th through the 19th. Jake Kessel won the men's all-around. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.